Hey, everybody. The Charlie Kirk Show. Who won the Cold War? The latest judgment against Donald Trump. Also, the weasel, Mike Gallagher, as Republicans decide to get less powerful. And we talk about the ascendant new media ecosystem. Become a member. Support this program. Members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Communists, they must wear you down. It's what they do. Right now, Donald Trump is in New York. Why is Donald Trump in New York? He's an active candidate for the presidency. Is he in New York because of all the electoral votes? Is he in New York because he's trying to win over swing voters? No, no. Donald Trump is in New York for two separate attack vectors that he was warned about. The first of which is this outrageous criminal case involving Alvin Bragg, the first ever indictment of a former president of the United States. Alvin Bragg, who crossed the Rubicon to try to put Donald Trump in prison so they could add to Donald Trump's name on his driver's license, convicted felon Donald Trump, convicted felon Donald Trump, convicted felon Donald Trump. The second of which is unlike anything this country has ever seen. And it's unlike anything this country has ever seen because the stakes are that high. Donald Trump messed up all their plans, and part of this is about seeking revenge. When Donald Trump in New York prevented Hillary Clinton from becoming president, they swore a blood oath to go after this man. The left has been obsessed with this. Take his stuff. Take his business. He's a criminal. So they go through this Moscow show trial. And if you want to know about how Moscow show trials operate, I encourage you to read the book Darkness at Noon by Arthur Kessler. They have this totalitarian impulse. It's not enough that Donald Trump was exiled down to Mar-a-Lago. You must take his businesses. They must put him on display. They must make an example out of him. They must take his stuff. And that is pure Marxism, the seizure of private property. What is Marxism? Marxism is the confiscation of private property. It is the elimination of an individual to be able to own stuff. Marxism is an envy, hate-based ideology. Hatred of people who are better than you. Bitterness towards people who have more than you. Contempt towards people that might have achieved something more than you. And Donald Trump embodies all of it. Donald Trump, who won the presidency in 2016 and was a great president, he was given a choice. The choice was, hey, keep golfing, and we won't take your stuff. Keep golfing, and we won't criminally indict you. The raid on Mar-a-Lago was the salvo. It was the warning shot by the regime. You better stay in your corner, Mr. Trump. You better stay on the golf course. It's fine, you can host dinners and be the kingmaker, but get out of the way. And Donald Trump defied it all. And who among us, and I will use us, would still run for the presidency with all of this looming against you? It was obvious, and Rachel Maddow said it. In fact, if we can find that tape, it's extraordinary. None of this would be happening if Donald Trump wasn't running for the presidency. It is not election interference. It is election obliteration. It is an attempt to obliterate the 2024 election. And despite all of it, the polls still show Donald Trump competitive with Joe Biden. Up in some, down in some, but it's right there. We have wondered my entire life, will we ever become Marxist? The question is, who actually won the Cold War? When the wall came down, we celebrated. George H.W. Bush was president, and hurrah, huzzah, the West has won. And the Eastern Bloc was in bedlam. We said, we have defeated communism, did we? Or did communism get deep into the fibers of this country? What do I mean by Marxism and communism? It's that some judge, not even a jury trial, can come in and steal and confiscate the wealth of a former president of the United States. Play cut one, CBS reporting, Trump must post a $460 million bond.
A convergence of big money and big legal problems for former President Trump, all of it happening today. First, today's the day he must post a $464 million bond in his civil fraud case or risk losing some of those famous properties. On top of that, he's expected in court today on the separate hush money criminal matter.
They are trying to wear him down. Understand what's really going on here. This is a different version of essentially a torture program. It's a slow drip torture program where they're trying to get Donald Trump to tap out, to give up. We have not seen an American figure be so consequential, so hated, so opposed in my lifetime. Play cut two.
Former President Trump's lawyers have said securing the bond would not be possible due to insurmountable difficulties. But so far, New York's attorney general has rejected that argument and signaled she's ready to seize Trump's assets.
Seize Trump's assets. You know, Citizen Kane is a very smart man, and we plug Citizen Free Press. I want you to ask yourself an honest question. Who did more damage to the American homeland? Bernie Madoff or Donald Trump? Well, Donald Trump didn't do any damage. Bernie Madoff had to post a $10 million bond. $10 million bond for scamming thousands of families in tens of billions of dollars of resources that vanished. Who did Donald Trump scam? Every bank says that he paid them back full. Who's the victim? Show me a victim. Sam Bankman-Fried, who is facing federal prison time for the scam of FTX and just stealing money, his bond was $250 million. This is a civil case, everybody. A civil case. No money was stolen. No lies were told. And you have one judge that says, oh yeah, because he inflated property. He did not inflate any property values. And the whole idea of real estate is that prices fluctuate. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, depending on the season, depending on the market, depending on interest rates, depending on demand. Prices go up and down. And as if they are trolling you, as if they are taunting you, the New York Times says this yesterday. Donald Trump owes $454 million by Monday or risks losing some properties. But experts say valuing the buildings would be a guessing game. Experts say? Oh, now it's a guessing game. He's being fined because he said it was a guessing game. And now the New York Times says it's a guessing game. They believe they can permanently change the country if they can take one human being out. That's it. They're wrong. They're mostly right from now till November, and I'm going to prove it to you because the movement is now much bigger than Trump. Trump has now helped inspire thousands and tens of thousands of other leaders, influencers. Who won the Cold War? Who won the Cold War? Communism or liberty? Let's talk real risks and real safety for a second. Right now, banks are juggling debts under the radar. Commercial properties, cars, credit cards, they're owed on. It's a bit much, isn't it? Makes you think of the 2008 financial crisis. There's a smoother way to handle your finances. I have turned to gold and silver. In fact, I'm holding silver in my hand right now from Noble Gold Investments. It might be traditional, but it's reliable, not just shiny objects. There's some stability in these uncertain times. If you're interested in exploring this path, Noble Gold Investments can guide you. They know their stuff about precious metals for IRAs and 401ks. And here's a little nudge. A 1/4 of an ounce gold standard gold coin, free with qualifying account, only this month. When you're ready, invest with the folks at Noble Gold Investments. They'll help you figure out if it's the right move for you. No pressure, just options. You can claim your free gold coin and secure your family's financial future. Just use promo code GOLD. What is your hedge right now against a coming collapse? The market is primed for a correction. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Colin Plume and the team at Noble Gold Investments, they're terrific, responsive, ethical, honest. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. They say it's democracy, but in reality, it is oligarchy. It is about the rule of the few. Donald Trump stands in the way of it because he gives a voice to too many people. He gives a voice to people that the regime does not want represented. You know, I look at this picture here of Alvin Bragg, Fannie Willis, and Letitia James. They seem like an angry group. I wouldn't dare generalize them in some sort of racial group together, like the people that went on MSNBC and said white rural rage. They are proxies. They would be, see those three individuals on your screen, Alvin Bragg, Fannie Willis, Letitia James? And you could add Jack Smith. It's not a racial thing. You could add Jack Smith to it. They would have been perfect Soviet commissars. It's all about power, all about ascension. And I want to be very clear about something. I don't like calling everything communist. I think it's overdone. This is as close to pure, unadulterated Marxism as anything you have seen. It's hard for me to see this, but I can't imagine how hard it is for many of you in this audience right now listening. You lived in a country far freer. You remember celebrating the United States of America as this great country, and we still are a great country. But we are eating ourselves. It is an autoimmune response. We have a bacterial infection. Tish James, Bragg, and Fannie want to boost their careers in this cartoonish way. Letitia James is a cold-blooded Marxist killer. Letitia James would have been the head of a gulag under Stalin, and she would not have cared. Sir, yes, sir. Work them to death. Take their stuff. She would have unapologetically confiscated the wealth of the kulaks in the countryside of Russia. Let's play cut four, please.
Last week, Trump's lawyers wrote securing the bond would be a practical impossibility after being turned down by at least 30 companies. But on Friday, the former president claimed on Truth Social without proof that he did have almost $500 million in cash. However, he wanted to spend it on his campaign instead.
But they think it's their money. That's not Trump's money. That's their money. You understand the implications of this. You cannot have a free society without private property. You cannot have liberty without private property. It is fundamental. We don't talk about it enough. The ability to own stuff and protect your stuff. That's why you have a Second Amendment. To protect yourself against the government, also protect your property. It's why you have the Fourth Amendment. The buried lead of the U.S. Constitution is private property rights. Eighth Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Second Amendment, even the Third Amendment. They can't put soldiers in your home. It's your home. Property is an extension of our personal sovereignty. By the way, this violates the Eighth Amendment of excessive fines. But they don't believe the U.S. Constitution is the law of the land. They haven't for quite some time. This is why we've called for a constitutional reset, a reset of the promise of the Declaration of the Constitution, of a free society. They do not want a free society. And listen to this. This is Rachel Maddow making the point. If Trump wasn't running for the presidency, you have to wonder, would any of this happen? You stop running for president, maybe all this will disappear. Play cut 19.
You have to wonder if the Justice Department is considering whether there is some political solution to this criminal problem, whether part of the issue here is not just that Trump has committed crimes, but that Trump has committed crimes and plans on being back in the White House. Do they consider as part of a potential plea offer something that would proscribe him from running for office again? I don't know.
Rachel Maddow didn't just come out of the clouds. Did she not come up with that ex nihilo out of nothing? Rachel Maddow had a conversation with some Department of Justice official, I guarantee it, before she said that. Hey, Trump, stop running. You can keep your stuff. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. What an unbelievable start to 2024. We had last month saving babies with preborn by providing ultrasounds. And we're doing again this year what we did last year. We're going to stand for life because remaining silent in the face of the most radically pro-death administration is not an option. As Sir Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, and we're not going to do nothing. Your gift to preborn will give a girl the truth about what's happening in her body so that she can make the right choice. $280 can save 10 babies. $28 a month can save a baby a month all year long. And a $15,000 gift will provide a complete ultrasound machine that will save thousands of babies for years and years to come. And will also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. Call 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229, or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is charliekirk.com, and click on the preborn banner. Also, save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. I'm a donor to this organization. They're terrific. Go to charliekirk.com, click on the preborn banner. Marxism is on the march. I want you to think about this. They're taking Donald Trump's homes from him, potentially. Hotel. They might even take his plane. Donald Trump might have to fly commercial, which I think would be hilarious. If I could give some piece of advice for the Trump campaign, I think Donald Trump should buy a commercial ticket, live stream the entire thing. You can have Secret Service next to him, the whole thing. Hopefully it's safe. Hopefully the TSA does it. I think it would be an incredible optic if they take his plane. Donald Trump flies United Airlines. Well, no, don't fly United Airlines. That's a bad idea. Don't do that. Donald Trump flies. Yeah, that would be hilarious. Donald Trump says, "Oof, I don't know if I trust United." He could fly Delta Airlines down to Palm Beach. I think it would be hilarious. But anyway, besides that little messaging advice, because they might take his plane, just so we're clear. The New York government might go and confiscate the Trump plane today. At midnight tonight, they might just go take the plane. They might take Trump Force One. They might say, it's now our plane. So it would be nice if we had an opposition party. We are seeing things we've never seen before. And the way that this program reacts to it, the way that many of you react to it is, game on. Let's go. You're not going to take this country from us without the best fight that we have. Let's get in the arena. It's time to work weekends. It's time to push ourselves more. It's time to use our agency. We might lose, but we're going to go down fighting, and it's not going to be a blowout. We're going to make it close. We're going to give the next generation a fighting chance. We're going to do everything that we possibly can. That is the ethos that drives this show. That is the energy that drives Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action and all the programming that we do. This country is too great. We've been blessed too much by our creator, by our forefathers, to just give up and give in and allow these maggots the opportunity to swallow the country. You feel that way. We all feel that way. I see your emails. I meet you at these events. You're trembling with anger at what these people are doing to the United States of America. You see the intentional suicide of the nation. And you're wondering, why do I, former plumber, former teacher, why do I, mom of four, care more than said politician in Washington, D.C. Why do I feel as if I am the outlier and they, oh, it's perfectly fine. We did not have an opportunity to cover this person. I'm trying to think of the right word. I'll come up with it. This guy, remember, he signaled. You gotta wonder, based on what the individual from Tennessee said, I can never remember that guy, the smooth-talking Southerner who got punched in the kidneys by Kevin McCarthy. What, Burchett? Is that his name? I want you to entertain something. Many of you already believe this, that there is a community of people in Washington, D.C. that seek to blackmail current lawmakers. Tim Burchett went on Benny Johnson's program and said exactly that. He said that there are people who seek to blackmail current office holders, period. Hard stop. They get a picture of you with a naked girl. They get a picture of you with a young boy. Boom, and they control you. This is Cut 22, Tim Burchett.
And this crowd, honestly, Benny, they're more concerned about their portfolios than they are the people. You know, if it all crashes, or if America's doing great, they'll be waving that flag and doing great. But if it crashes, they're going to be buying up everything at bargain prices. And that's why the immigration issue won't get solved, because your national chambers of commerce are the ones that have blocked this, any kind of reform at our border. Why? They're getting free labor in their shops. They're getting, it's basically a lot of under the table. They're great working people. But I tell you what, 100,000 children are missing in that system.
Makes you wonder how many people are being actively blackmailed. So on Friday, as we have the slimmest majority in the history of the country, we decided to kick George Santos out. Remember how we drew that line in the sand with George Santos? We said, hey, this is going to be, you're going to regret this. Because the Democrats had a plan. They saw a slim majority. They said, we can pick off five people. We can blackmail five people. 15, 20, it's a little bit, you know, that's too much to bite off. Five people, we can do that. We can indict George Santos and kick him out. We can get one guy to go become a college president. We can get Kevin McCarthy to go resign because we're going to destroy his speakership. We can get Ken Buck to go become a CNN contributor. And on Friday, out of nowhere, Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin, who is a slippery snake, that guy, comes out and says, I'm resigning. And he's resigning on a date where that seat will not be filled for 9 months. If he resigned today, we'd actually have a chance to fill that seat. But he is resigning in a couple weeks to basically give the Democrats more power, more ability to leverage the House of Representatives. By the way, Gallagher was the co-sponsor of the TikTok bill. Now it makes me really not trust this thing. Why is the caucus not howling? Why have we not gone after Mike Gallagher and called him the repulsive human being that he is? Why did you run for office in the first place, Mike Gallagher? And to add insult to injury, Speaker Johnson has come out and praised him. Speaker Johnson said, oh, I think Mike Gallagher is this wonderful person. He should be excommunicated from the Republican Party. The caucus should be howling over this. This is Alex Brusewitz on how Gallagher's constituents, let's have Alex on the show this week. We could do a short hit with him on this. Should call his office and demand he resigns before April 2nd so they can hold the special election. If he resigns on the 19th as stated, they would get 9 more months without a representative. And what is this new trend of resigning midterm? It is totally new, by the way. This is bizarre. It is unprecedented. We've never seen anything like it. I'm done. I'm resigning midterm. You can't wait till your term is over in January. You wanted to be a representative so badly, you asked your voters to entrust me, elect me one more time, and you just resign midterm? What's so pressing, Mike Gallagher, that you can't wait 9 months? Oh, a payday. That's what it is. You want to get paid because you're not a patriot, Mike Gallagher. You're a shill. In fact, I think you're worse than a Democrat. I have more respect than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I have more respect for Rashida Tlaib. I have more respect for Bernie Sanders than you, because they tell us the truth. They tell us what they believe. They tell us what they want, and they fight. And AOC fights, and she scraps. You are a worm. You are a worthless individual in the American political system. Play Cut 20.
On Monday, pick up your phone, call Mike Gallagher's office, yes, and demand he resigns before April 2nd. Because if he resigns before April 2nd, what happens? You get a special election, and you will not be voiceless in Washington for 9 months.
The number is 202-225-5665. What does he want exactly? What does Mike Gallagher want? You got to wonder, is he being blackmailed? Did Mike Gallagher cheat on his wife? Does Mike Gallagher have multiple partners that maybe were caught on tape? Does Mike Gallagher have some really dark stuff that he's done? I don't know. That's what Tim Burchett speculated. You have to wonder if there's an administrative state coming in and blackmailing Mr. Gallagher and whispering in his ear. Remember that night in Miami? Remember Mr. Gallagher? You got really drunk, went to the hotel room. And all of a sudden he says, oh, yes, sir, I'm going to resign. Phone number 202-225-5665. Call it. We might get Speaker Jeffries. I hope you understand that. Speaker Hakeem Jeffries is in the cards now. You know, people used to say that was a fear-mongering thing. No, it's actually real. We might get Speaker Hakeem Jeffries. Thanks to Ken Buck. Thanks to Mike Gallagher. And by the way, I feel bad. There's a really good person named Mike Gallagher who's a Salem radio host, and he's amazing. I don't mean him. I mean this Mike Gallagher. Two different people, same name. Mike Gallagher is not a patriot. He is a sunshine patriot. Mike Gallagher would have sold out the American Revolutionary Forces to the British for a pound of silver. Mike Gallagher would have sold out Christ our Lord to the Romans as we are here in Holy Week. That's who Mike Gallagher is. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They are the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you'll get a queen-size set of $59.98, king-size for just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times. I want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425. Use promo code Kirk. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size for just $59.98 and king size for just $69.98. You also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Mike Gallagher, what a weasel, man. And I have other words for that. Mike Gallagher. You know, I met him once. He's a very, how do I say this without getting in trouble? Because I always get in trouble. He's exactly who you would expect when you meet him. Is that fair? There, you can fill in the gaps. Andrew says that works. Axios.com. Here's some good news, everybody. So MSN, do we have the clip from MSNBC? MSNBC comes out. And they say, hey, the media landscape is changing. Do you want to know one of the things that very well might win us the 2024 election? This piece from Axios. Again, Axios is some good, some just awful. They're a pay-for-play operation at times. But at times, they do these great articles. 12 media bubbles that could determine fate of Biden versus Trump rematch. And this is very smart. They talk about how the narrative is no longer within Wall Street Journal, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times. And there was a guy in MSNBC, and you could tell he was trying to say something without saying it. He said, you know, looking at all these different media bubbles, it becomes very hard to understand where people are coming from. I said, no, the word you were looking for, it becomes very hard to control them. That's what you were saying. It becomes very hard to control the masses, the deplorables. To help get your head around the shift, you must understand there are 12 categories. There are the musketeers. It's called the All In podcast. Joe Rogan. Barry Weiss. There are the Instagrammers, which, by the way, we do very, very well on Instagram. There's TikTok. We try to do well on TikTok, but we got banned or whatever. One of our posts got removed again this weekend from the totalitarian platform TikTok. New age grandmas, consumers and news on Facebook have been trending older. Right wing grandpas, senior citizens, especially men, still flock to Fox News. And then there's the MAGA mind melders. The new conservative news ecosystem would seem like a distant planet to anyone whose habits were formed pre-Trump. People like Charlie Kirk, massive because he's multi-platform. That's thanks to you guys. Jack Posobiec and Mike Cernovich are dominant voices. There are folks that are only taken seriously in Trump world, Laura Loomer and Alex Brusewitz, but can really move the needle there. No one rivals Tucker Carlson with the base, even without the Fox News platform. Don Jr. is second with his massive X, Facebook, and Instagram engagement. He's the meme lord of the right, a MAGA insider told us. And Steve Bannon's War Room remains a juggernaut. Breitbart's Matt Boyle is a go-to newsbreaker on the right. Plus, there's a potent crew of video clip guys. We did not have this robust of an ecosystem in 2020. It's important to take pause, at least for the dialogue that we have every single day. This program right here, in its current form, did not exist in 2020. Our first radio broadcast was in October of 2020. Our first Real America's Voice broadcast was in May of 2022. It hasn't even been 2 years on Real America's Voice. We have this remarkable community that has now been built, this powerhouse. It used just to be CBS, NBC, ABC, the big three. Now we have millions and millions of followers. And at least on this program, I think we have a combined 12 million followers. It's incredible. Praise God. We have Truth Social, we have Rumble, we have Getter, we have X, we have Facebook, we have Instagram, and that's without TikTok. If TikTok allowed us on, who knows what we would have? TikTok is run by a bunch of communists. I think we're now at 1.5 million on YouTube, just about. We're about to touch that. And that doesn't even count what Turning Point USA has built and the amazing media team there, which is millions and millions of followers. Back in 2020, almost none of that existed. We were not doing a daily broadcast. We were not doing a show every single, not two times a day, three. Now we do three podcasts a day. Our YouTube still gets 3 million views a day, and that we're not happy with that. We need to get to at least 20 to 25 million views a day, minimum, and we're going to get there. Rumble, we're working on scaling it. But this whole... Oh, Ryan says this weekend we got 7.5 million views in one day on YouTube. And Axios notices it. Hey, it's hard to control this election. People are getting news from different areas. You better believe it. It's harder than ever to cancel this movement. It's independent and is ascendant. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.